Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 24th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. NVIDIA announced it more than doubled revenue in its latest quarter from $6.7 billion last year to $13.51 billion this year. Gaming products were part of that, rising 22% with the release of the RTX 4060 GPU, the Avatar Cloud Engine, and the increase of games using DLSS. But it's AI and data center that really skyrocketed these results, up 171% on the year. That, of course, includes its H100 GPUs and the HGX box that combines eight of those into one computer. As major cloud service providers added generative models, they bought a lot of hardware from NVIDIA. It won't slow down anytime soon either, as NVIDIA projected another rise to $16 billion in revenue this quarter. Several patents were granted to Apple, which isn't unusual. It often refers to products that might never see the light of day, but two of the recently granted patents are worth noting. One is for a virtual reality headset, which isn't surprising, given the announcement of the Apple Vision Pro, right? But the notable thing about this patent is that it was filed May 7th, 2007. That's before the iPhone was released. No word on what took so long to grant it. The second patent of note was for a digital stone. Now, it's hard to make out exactly what it's for, but it's described as a small, portable physical object for use in an extended reality system. The system may include a device that allows a user wearer to interact with virtual representations of content, such as stored data or applications, overlaid on the user's physical environment. So it basically sounds like something to make virtual objects physical and then move them around in the real world. Apple sent a letter to California State Senator Susan Talamantes-Eggman in support of SB 244, a right to repair bill being considered in that state. The bill is similar to one that went into effect in Minnesota in May. It requires manufacturers to offer the means to diagnose, maintain, and repair products. Google announced Wednesday it will require identity verification when you're changing your filters, your forwarding rules, or your IMAP settings in Gmail. Verification includes your second factor codes. That's coming to personal accounts as well as Google Workspace. Google also announced 11 new security features for Workspace customers, including several around data loss prevention. Two papers published in the journal Nature from two separate teams show different ways to use algorithms to decode brain patterns and generate speech. One study involved a woman who lost the ability to speak 18 years ago after a brainstem stroke. The other involved a patient with ALS. Both studies implanted a recording device in the brain, and then both allowed the patients to speak at around 60 to 70 words per minute. The system used with the stroke patient captured signals that control muscle movements in order to replicate the speech, so it could also replicate small facial movements as well and create a digital avatar. Signals were decoded directly into speech, and the avatar could show happy, sad, and surprised facial movements. Recordings from a wedding video were used to train the speech synthesizer to sound like the patient. The system does require connections from a port in the skull to a desktop computer, so it's not yet practical for home use. Meta released a tool to generate code called Code Llama, built on its Llama 2 large language model. Code Llama will use the same license as Llama 2 that makes it free for research and for commercial use by small to medium-sized companies. Code Llama comes in three sizes, the smallest of which can run on a single GPU. A video posted on hardware maker MSI's website seems to have included details on Intel's yet-to-be-announced 14th-gen desktop processors. That video is no longer up, but when it was up, it said the 14th-gen processors will be 3% faster than the 13th-gen, have a 17% rise in performance for multi-thread workloads, and showed info indicating that the Core i7-14700K would increase the performance cores from 8 to 12. The video also said the 14th-gen chips will work on existing Z690 and Z790 motherboards. Intel is expected to officially announce the 14th-gen processors during Innovation 2023 next month. South Korea's Naver launched its own large language model tool called HyperClova X on Thursday. It includes a chatbot, similar to ChatGPT, and a search engine called Q-C-U-E. The service is available in Korean and English. Naver plans to expand the service to Japan and elsewhere in Southeast Asia, and is considering expansions into the Middle East, Spain, and Mexico. Finally, Alphabet's Wing drone delivery company will expand deliveries in two places in the Dallas, Texas area to include orders from local Walmarts. Customers within a 6-mile radius of a Walmart in Frisco, Texas, and a second location nearby will be able to have small items delivered by Wing drones right to their house starting in a couple of weeks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.